All right, everybody. Happy Sunday. Hope everybody's had a good weekend and is hunkering down for the next 10 days of rain and cloudy weather we're about to have. So, what's going on? So here we are. As you all have seen all the buzz, the open teams have been announced. We're going to kick this thing off the Synergy Intramural Open. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. But I want you all to know from this point forward, my team shall affectionately be referred to as Nut. Is it hard to say without that? Nut Butter and Thruster. Yeah, that's what we are. Moving forward, you're going to be hearing from some special guests from our team. But anyways, let's talk about what's going on. Let's talk about the more important things going on this week. In all seriousness, Open will start week after next, and we'll certainly have plenty more time to talk about that, how it's going to work. And at the end of this, I'll give you a little bit of insight into that. But first things first, big things to look forward to this week. This is our last week of the strength cycle. So give it all you got, one more week. We will be retesting those maxes next week, see how you all have done. And don't forget, for you all that are enrolled in this strength challenge or the weight loss challenge, I hope you've been going into Rise, Wattify Rise, and logging your workouts to meet those minimums, because next week we will be retesting and we will be weighing in, and there'll be a little bit of a surprise process. The retest won't be a surprise, but the weigh-ins will be. We're not going to tell you what day you're weighing in. It's just going to be one of those randomized things where one day next week when you show up at the gym, a coach is going to tell you to weigh in. So you can't taper and start wearing trash bags and running around the track to sweat out any last minute water weight. It's going to be a random catch for you to come in and weigh yourself in. So that's what's going to happen. Hopefully you all have been working hard on that. That's real money up for grabs there. So that's what's happening this week and next week. We got a lot to do next week. We are going to do those heavy lifts right before the open starts next Friday. So that's that. This week, another great week of training. I'll tell you a couple big things. In addition to the strength cycle, Tuesday, we're going to do the repeat of a workout that Ben Bergeron does called the Open Test. If y'all remember, we did this almost 7 months ago. We did this back in July of last year, I think. Hard workout, but it's what he uses to test all of his open athletes before it comes. It's kind of a smorgasbord chipper of every movement that you might see in the open. And so it's a little AMRAP there. So look forward to that. I will say on that workout and forward going, you know, we talk about gear in here a little bit, grips. That workout's got some like toes to bar and pull-ups right there together. And it's a hand ripper if you don't have protection. And I know some of you all don't like the way the bar feels with grips on. You would rather have bare hands on the bar, all that sort of thing. I get all that. I understand. Grab one of the coaches. Let us show you how to use the grip properly. Make sure you're using the fold-over method given yourself. Make sure you chalk them up, especially if you're using those victory grips. Victory grips are the very best grips out there. I've tried probably 10 of the best top brand grips out there. Victory Grips is by far the best. So if you need recommendations on that, I always recommend people buy them one size big and use the fold-over method. If you don't know what any of that means, then ask one of your coaches. Okay? Here's the thing with Open coming up and the training. I know it's easier to do stuff and you can grab the bar better without grips, especially you all with small hands, but it is not worth risking tearing your palm, tearing your hand. That will literally take you out for a week. Things get uncomfortable. You've got to suck it up. You need to wear the grips. I don't do anything on the bar anymore without having those on my hands. It's just not worth it. It's just not. You've got to work out for the rest of the week. You're grown-ups. You need to not have bloody, shredded up hands. Like, it's just unreasonable, and there's no need for it. So that's my spiel on that. Other than that, normal week of training, I'll tell you, this is the last of 6 weeks, really of the last 3 months, even stretching back into December, of kind of the hardest, most intense training we've ever done in the last year here, getting you all ready for this thing we call the Open. So y'all been feeling that. There's been some really hard workouts. We've been hitting strength hard. We've been working on these skills. We've been doing a lot that's not typically as tense as it is year-round in these last 3 months. So we hope that that served you well, and it's time to put those things to the test. But first things first, before we talk briefly about the Open, A couple of dates I want you all to be aware of in case anybody's interested. Of course, for the next 5 weeks, starting on the 23rd of February, Friday nights, remember, will be Friday Night Lights. And we'll talk about that a little bit more next week and here in a minute. But just know that that means the evening classes at Friday don't really exist. They're merged into one big class at 5 o'clock, we call it, Friday Night Lights. So the 4:30 and the 5:30 kind of all come together at that time on Friday, and maybe some of y'all that you'd usually work out earlier in the day might come that night. Even if you're not planning on working out at that time, you could come cheer. That would be great. But that's what Friday Night Lights is all about. So that will happen every Friday, so there won't really be class times, really through the end of March. So be aware of that. Other thing, date that I'm going to put out there is in the month of March, on the 4th, that's a Sunday, we are having a CPR class at the gym, a certification class. Now, this is something that we're making our coaches do. Our staff, obviously, worst case scenario, we hope we don't ever need it. But certainly we are putting our people, our coaches, and our staff through that. If any of you all out there would like to participate, maybe you want to have a CPR certification. It's a great thing to have. It really is. And maybe you work in an environment where that's a useful thing, or you know, you're around kids or whatever it is. It'll be a real certificate class, I think, through American Heart Association. I think the cost to get the actual certification, the card, is $50. But that'll be on Sunday the 4th. I believe it's going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning, from about 10 to 12 or 12:30. So we'll certainly open that up. I'll make a little event page or whatever if anybody wants to come to that. They're certainly welcome to. We'd love to have as many of y'all that would be interested in that as come and join us for that. So that's that date that's important. Other than that, nothing else big coming up. CrossFit Kids, hopefully you all have seen the announcement about the makeup dates there. If y'all have any questions on that, ask Jen or go over to the CrossFit Kids page. You should see the information about that. And we will be doing something for the kids, it sounds like, for the open as well towards the end of it. So get your kids excited about that. As usual, we'll try to bring families in and get them involved in everything we do here. So, you know, they get to watch their parents sort of do this for a couple weeks and sort of get excited. And then at the end of it, we're going to say, hey, here's a couple ways for you to get involved. And so look for some announcements about that coming soon. And that's really it. That's all I got for you this week, guys. The rest of the thing, the only other thing I want to talk about is this thing, the open. We've been talking about it and beating it to death. But here's a side. I know some of y'all that might be new with us this year, or some of you all that sort of confused by what this is. You've probably figured most of it out by now. I know not everybody's participating, and that's absolutely fine. We don't expect everybody to participate. But I do want to say this, because I think some people might get the impression that I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, because the open is, in its rawest form, a competition. It is introducing, in a very real way, the sport side of CrossFit, or of fitness, so to speak. And as you know, I've spent a lot of time this year sort of naysaying that and trying to get that mindset out of most of you all, that it's not about competing with each other and trying to win at fitness. It's trying to beat yourself and get better. And we've talked about that a lot, about how we change up workout tracks and how we approach workouts and that sort of thing. And I mean every bit of that. I do. But I want to be clear about that. This is the one month of the year where I will embrace the sport side of this, because there is a sport side to our fitness here. And I don't want you all to think I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, because just because I have said that for the vast majority of you, that is unimportant and it should be unimportant, all that matters is that you come in and get more fit. That's what we're here to provide. And really, even beyond that, what really matters to me is that you all get to come to this gym that we call Synergy and have the best hour of your day. Whether it really enhances your fitness in an acute way right away or not, certainly that's our product and we want that. But even bigger than that, we want this to be one of your, quote, places, right? You got your home, maybe your school, your work, your church, whatever. We want Synergy to be one of those places where it's a social thing, and this just fulfills you and serves you. And beyond the fitness side of it, I can't hide behind the fact that there is a competitive side of this and a sports side of it. And although I spend a lot of time talking that down, I will be the first to admit that I do love that side of it. And so I'm not trying to be a hypocrite here. Here's the thing for me. And for some people in the gym, like I grew up playing sports. Like I love sports. I love competing. I do. And that's not ever going to change. But the truth is, I don't really have a sport now as an adult. Like I, you know, I'm a dad. I'm a grown man, like most of you all. I don't play tennis. I don't have time to play golf. I tried to play soccer with the Synergy soccer team we formed, and I made it a whole half before I blew my ankle out. Like really, this is what I have. Like this is my thing. And so the fact that I can now take fitness and approach it every now and then as a sport is fun and exciting for me. And it drives me to want to get better. And the thing is, like, I don't have to go play tennis or golf now because I'm already going to do this anyways for an hour every day. Like this, I'm already doing this as a workout. So if I'm the kind of person that wants to say, okay, I would love to be able to play a sport as well, for me, this is just the best thing that lines up in my life because I don't have to add another thing on. It's not another thing I have to fit in my schedule like tennis or golf or soccer or whatever it is I might have wanted to go play. This is already something I'm going to the gym and doing it. So throughout the year, I don't approach every workout like this. Certainly, I don't year round think like this. But right now, I do for the next month think like this is a sport. This is game time. I think of all year long, I've been practicing, training, working on these things, and now for the 1 month out of the year, I'm going to approach this as this is Will's sport that he's playing right now. And I don't hide behind the fact that that comes with risks. And I'll tell you all that all the time. When you push yourselves to compete in fitness, you have a chance of doing things that could get you hurt. Just like if I went and played, like it happened to me when I played soccer, right? I want to go play soccer. I know there's risks involved with that. And sure enough, after one half, I sprained my ankle. Like that's just a risk I had to be willing to take. But it was fun. And it was worth it. That risk was worth it for me. And it's the same for all of y'all, whether you want to go snow skiing or whether you play basketball or whatever it is. As adults, you're not 19 years old anymore and have the ligaments and tendons and flexibility and all those sort of things. It comes with risks. And so when people that compete in the sport of CrossFit and attack every workout like it is a game and they're trying to get better and they're trying to beat someone, it that will drive them to attack workouts with more risk. But it's still fun, and no one's going to take that away from me. It's worth it to me. I enjoy it. So I'm not going to go on and on about that, but this CrossFit Open is a competition, and it is for 1 month a year the sports side of CrossFit, but it is something that everybody can experience, whether you think of yourself as an athlete or not. For the next month, every one of you all that are signed up and registered on one of our teams are going to compete in this like it's a sport. And it doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing this. In fact, once we'll get into this a little bit later, but once we kind of work in the point system, you don't even need to worry about so much how the point system works. But only a small portion of it is going to be based upon how you finish on the workout. Much more of it will be based on your participating, you cheering your team on, you going out and doing some bonus things that we're going to roll out. It's going to be about you just saying, hey, I'm a part of this, that you plant that flag and say, hey, this is what I do. I'm involved in CrossFit. I love it. It's making me a better version of me, like we talked about in that video. And for this one time during the year, this 1 month, I am going to give this all I have once a week. Beyond that, guys, the Open is one workout. It's a workout every Friday, just like you would come in the gym and do anyways. That's all you need to think. And for the other half of you in the gym that aren't even doing the Open, that's all it is for you anyways. It's going to be the workout of the day every Friday in March. And quite frankly, they're not even that hard of workouts, typically. You all know, if you all have done these before, they're typically pretty short, basic. I mean, they're hard because people push themselves the hardest they can go in these workouts. But the workouts inherently, we've done stuff much, much harder and much, much more intense than a lot of these workouts. So you all have had experience with that before. And sometimes they're laid out in a way where they're, you know, after 4 minutes, your workout's over because you don't even make it far enough. So it's really nothing to be intimidated by. They're nothing to be scared of. It's all for fun. And the online part of putting your score in and me making you go register, it's just a way again to say, hey, I'm a part of this and I'm proud to be a part of this. I think it's the right thing to do as CrossFit affiliates and as CrossFit athletes. And the rest of the year, we don't talk about quote CrossFit all that much. We talk about you guys and how to get better. But, that's what it is to me. So know that we'd be plenty more information rolling out to you guys through your caps and everything. We'll talk about the point system a little bit more as we get into this thing, how it's going to work. And there'll be a grand prize for the winning team. Something every week, the workout will be called 18.1, 18.2, so on and so forth. And then the last one, there's going to be something called 18.6. And that's what this is. This is the road to 18.6. So 18.6 is going to be something special for the winning team. It's going to be a little event. I've got a couple ideas bouncing around in my head, so I can't announce exactly what it is now, but it's going to be awesome. It's going to be something along the lines of, well, I would have loved to get a box. I actually looked into it. Y'all would laugh at this, but I actually looked into getting a private suite for the Justin Timberlake concert. Maybe take the winning team on a little limo ride there. Unfortunately, that's a little bit out of the price range, as it turns out. But just think, it's going to be something along those lines. It's going to be something really fun and nice that you all can get together with your team. I think the teams are very, we talk about the draft, and there was a draft, but it was a benevolent draft in that it wasn't just, hey, who's first pick, who's second pick. There was a little bit more to it than that of, hey, let's place people on teams that we think will work right. We tried to put couples and families on teams together. For a reason, obviously, because we want to do things to support family here at this gym. That's really important to us. So to have you all cheering your spouse or your child or whatever on in a workout, and to get to go out and do some things outside of the gym with those with each other, that's huge to us. So that's why we did those things. But yeah, well, there was a draft, and it was we laugh about it, but it was a little bit more of also strategically just placing the right people in the right spots that we thought would produce really, really fun competition this year. So that's that. Look for some more information coming about the Open down the road. We'll get into a little bit more details how it's going to work, some dates. I think the date that we're going to go to Remnant might be wrong. I think that might be for 18.3, but don't worry about any of that right now. We'll roll that out here to you in the next couple weeks. Have a good night. Just have a great week. Get excited, guys, about this. Talk to your captains. Hopefully you've got stuff coming together. Do some fun things, and let's really make this. Give us one good week of really hard training. Work on that strength. Let's get those strength tests out of the way. Let's get the weight weigh-ins out of the way. And let's move forward into what I think, honestly, is the best month in the entire year to be a member at a CrossFit gym. All right? Take care, guys. Have a good night.